A workers' program to end the cost of living crisis. Rishi Sunak will present the government's spring statement on the 23rd of March. His speech will come just a week before the cost of living crisis is set to escalate further. April will bring a rise to the energy price cap, the national insurance hike and council tax rises, on top of the already rising cost of goods and services. The government's official figures put the retail price index at 7.8% in January, predicted to rise to over 9% in April. Both of these figures are underestimates for the real hit to working class households. A tub of marge has seen a 50% increase in the last year, and a bag of apples is up 27%. Sunak no doubt hopes to use the war in Ukraine to shield himself and his party from working class anger. But the war in Ukraine cannot be blamed for Tory-imposed tax rises and dismal public sector pay offers. Our bills were going up before the war because the bosses are increasing their prices in a quest to maintain or increase their profits. And the Tories will resist making any meaningful dent in the profits of the capitalist class they represent. Workers are already taking action to defend themselves, and strikes are winning pay rises. We need the trade union leaders to give a lead, see opposite. That means uniting together the different struggles as well as taking steps towards creating a new mass workers' party around a program to end the cost of living crisis created by profit-driven capitalism. £693. A typical household will see its energy bills go up £693 a year, and they could rise further £1,000. An average household will be £1,000 worse off by the end of the year. Resolution Foundation £410. An average worker in the private sector will pay an extra £410 a year in national insurance. We say, price rises, no rise in the energy price cap. Nationalize energy and other utilities under democratic workers' control and management, to reduce bills by removing the profit motive. Scrap planned increase in public transport fares. Return transport into public hands, to guarantee a fully funded, free, environmentally friendly sustainable transport system. Stop price rises, end bosses profiteering. Open the books of big retailers to inspection by trade unions. Nationalize the big retailers under democratic workers' control, run to meet need, not profit. Pay, benefits, pensions, an immediate above inflation pay rise for workers, to restore wages, after over a decade of pay freezes, and below inflation rises, regular pay increases for all, linked to trade union agreed measures of inflation, raise the minimum wage to £15 an hour. Without exemptions, restore the additional £20 a week universal credit payment. End the benefit cap. Living benefits and pensions for all who need them, rising with the cost of living. Tax the rich, not the workers. Scrap the planned rise in national insurance, freeze council tax and scrap student debt. Tax the rich instead. Housing, freeze council and social housing rents, rent controls to cap rents, decided by elected bodies of tenants, housing workers and trade union representatives. New Workers' Party, no trust in Starmer's Labour, to fight in our interests. For a new mass workers' party, based on trade union and workers' struggle socialism, end the chaos of a capitalist market. For a socialist plan of production, based on the public ownership of the top 150 companies and banks, run under democratic working class control and management.